Hi and welcome to this episode of Newscast with me, Beth Espy. And today we're talking all about the Innovation Challenge 2025 and finding out who the winners were this year. Now, if you have never heard of the challenge before, there is a previous Newscast episode with Kurt Rosen, who came up with the idea 3 years ago. But if I can tell you something in a nutshell, essentially, it's about finding people who've got brilliant ideas, giving them some support here in the Isle of Man, then presenting those ideas on the finale day to a panel of judges and an audience there as well, and then seeing who wins. So the categories this year were fintech, data and AI, clean tech, and biosphere, which of course is hugely important because of the Isle of Man's UNESCO biosphere status. So the people who entered, and there were entries from over 30 countries around the world, and that was whittled down to 15 finalists. Unfortunately, one of them couldn't be there, but six countries were represented in the final, and they each had 10 minutes to present a pitch to the audience. As I say, there was that expert panel of judges as well. And then it is up to the judges and the audience to choose the winners across the categories. And we're going to hear now from the winners in each of those categories. And at the end of the challenge yesterday, there was a glimpse into the future for the Innovation Challenge 2026, which is all going to be focused on health. We'll be talking more about that as we move closer. Can't believe I'm saying 2026. But anyway, here are the winners in each of the categories from this year's Innovation Challenge.
I'm Audrey Ruth, the CEO of Link Technologies.
And I'm Ranjit Singh, the CTO of Link Technologies. So Link Technologies is a solution which basically reduces energy consumption inside the built environment, any environment pretty much. We capture in real time what you're measuring, what you're using and utilizing. We measure that to a great detail, and then we reduce your energy consumption, and then we also reward you on that with a carbon token.
And how did this all come about?
So I met Ranjit about 3 years ago on this journey, and I was coming from government, so I wasn't really, you know, looking at starting a company back then, but I really got bought over by his vision and by the products and the projects that he was working on. And then, you know, we decided to basically launch this together. He needed somebody to do business development, and he was doing all the tech aspects of it, but it's a bit hard to just launch everything by yourself. So when you won me over, then that's when we started the journey, and then now we've won everybody else over, which is great.
And in terms of the Innovation Challenge, how did you first hear about that?
Well, it was actually Audrey. So we was part of the Cambridge Clean Tech cohort finalists in that, and she kept in touch with them, and she does her works her magic as I'm working in the background working on the tech. And all of a sudden she said, oh, you know, we're finalists in the Isle of Man Clean Tech Innovation Award. So I was stunned. So it was brilliant. It was just by magic it occurred. There's been a lot of processes involved and lectures, and I wasn't involved as much as Audrey was. So Audrey was involved a lot more in that whilst I was building the products and finalising it and stuff. But I found it very rewarding and very inspiring that people are actually starting to listen now, to see that, you know, clean tech needs to be a part of industry, and it needs to be really put into industry to make a change to the environment. So that's what I really found amazing, and you guys did it so well.
So I think what really differentiates this program, we've done a few of these incubators and innovation programs, they're great, and we meet lovely people, and this one is obviously very well organized and has reach and has meaning, and it's all fantastic, and the people, you know, they are obviously exceptional. But the differentiator in this program is the mentorship aspect and the 10-minute presentation. We really like that. So that was great. But the mentorship has made a real difference, because you can really talk to real-life industry leaders, get the pointers, develop the partnership, the relationship, and it makes it so much more real. And Graham has been fantastic, obviously, so we're really happy that we were matched with him.
And, you know, it must be quite something when you have this idea and it sort of starts to take shape, and then this really must give you the confidence that you're going in such a good direction.
Yeah, I mean, look, I went on this journey from conceptual papers. You know, literally it was a design on a paper and a vision that sketched out on a paper. Then we built a strategy around it, and then we built loads of processes. We had a lot of failures. We progressed through failures. So through those failures, we finalized a product and matured it. And here it is now. And it's kind of not sunk in yet. So it's really cool.
So what happens next?
So we really want to do some trials here in the biosphere. We've got some real innovative products that the world has never seen in terms of water contamination measurement, not just clean tech, and also setting up the carbon link into the built environment to measure green and clean technology. So there are some projects that we can't really say too much about because they are kind of under NDA, but they're really, really cool and very innovative.
Well done. Huge congratulations on winning your Clean Tech Award.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be a part of it. I'm very humbled.
Rob Hughes from Early Ideas Limited, which is building Tandem. We basically think that the tech industry is letting down kids and families, and the tech that we have at the moment for kids of things like YouTube and sort of just endless passive tech that is designed to pacify and quieten down and occupy kids is not really meeting their needs, it's not meeting parents' needs, and we need to build something better. So that's what we're building with Tandem. We're building a platform that helps parents to be the parent you want to be, helps you to read with your kids, it helps you to play with your kids and to kind of learn and track their progress over time using some quite clever AI, but really making it quite fun and quite easy and safe for parents. Most technology has not been designed with children's developing brains in mind. It hasn't been designed with the recognition that, like, by 90% of our brain development happened. It's been built to sell stuff, to advertise, to keep us occupied, keep us interested. And that's not what kids need. So we're building it really deliberately. We've built in sort of slower steps where it actually lets kids have the time to think through what they're trying to do, to read together, to take their time. And you know, again, that's just building on our backgrounds in academic work and trying to make that a real thing that people can use.
So what is your background then? Why was this of particular interest?
Yeah, so originally I was working as a doctor, actually, and I've spent my career working as a doctor, working as a civil servant in international development, looking at children's development in countries as different as Yemen and Pakistan and then in the UK as well. And so I was a doctor, then civil servant, and then academic and work at the university in London. And really what we started about 5 years ago looking at the role of technology in children's lives. And we got kind of equal parts excited and terrified because there's some amazing opportunities for technology to make some stuff easier, make it that not everyone has to have the same book in the classroom, make it that not every family has to look the same or kid has to be at the same level. But there's also real risks. If we don't build tech with children's rights and children's needs in mind, we get what we've got at the moment, which is a bunch of sort of digital dummies. And that's what we're really trying to kind of counter.
And there was a really stark statistic. What was it you said? Is it 1 in 20 children don't even have one book in their house?
No, it's worse. It's way worse than that. It's actually 20%, so it's 1 in 5. 1 in 5 children in the UK, this is probably similar in the Isle of Man, 1 in 5 children don't own one book. And, you know, and yet all of them will have smartphones or tablets. And it's about the same inverse. About 80% actually have access to a tablet. So the technology's not going anywhere, but we need to learn and create ways to use that tech better.
So on a practical level then, how do people use this?
So it's in the App Store. We haven't really marketed yet because we've been building and we're really trying to kind of, we're building a lot more things into it every week. But if you go on both the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, you search for Play Tandem, you'll find our app. Also playtandem.com, and please download it. We're in Castletown. We'd love feedback. Knock on our window and yeah, share your reactions and what you want. We're split between London and the Isle of Man for our sort of team and offices. And for us, we've sort of come across the interesting innovation economy here. You know, I guess one of the things I say is it's not all financial services and e-gaming. Actually, there are people building really interesting things and opportunities to connect and to learn from others outside it. So the Innovation Awards seem like an obvious place to come. It's been great. I mean, it's a really interesting cohort of people doing really different things, but often facing very similar challenges. And so the opportunity to sort of, it's always good to learn together, isn't it?
And what's the vision?
The vision's really big. We want to really redefine the role of technology in young kids' lives and family lives. We want to take it from passive to active. We want to take it from solo to being a tandem, joint, shared thing. Longer term, we want to really understand every child in their own individual way and every family and make sure that technology does that in a really sort of respectful, private, privacy-preserving way and actually help parents be those parents they want to be.
Well, huge congratulations on your Data and AI Award.
Thank you so much.
Jonathan Daglish, Binder.
Edmund Hatton, Global Head of Partnerships at Binder. So Binder is a award-winning AML, KYC and risk management platform. We onboard corporate clients into their institutions, and now we have created a professional and financial service marketplace where people can interact with third parties, open accounts seamlessly, and that's the award we've won today.
And how does it work in practice?
It's all about the community you can bring into the marketplace. So the more institutions we get within the marketplace, the more opportunity we can bring to those institutions. So really, it's about word of mouth, connectivity, and really spreading the word about what we can do with the businesses there.
So we are process automation experts. We've implemented a number of AI models into our product, and it's all about user experience. So our UI and UX is fantastic, makes it seamless for corporate administrators and their end user clients.
And how did you two come to be working together?
Great question.
Great question.
It's quite a long story, this.
That's
one.
All right.
So we met about 2.5 years ago. I was presenting at the Jersey 9x5 when Ed was at Digital Jersey, and we became friends and we started talking and connected, and I've done many ventures together since then.
In terms of the innovation challenge then, how did that all come about for you?
So I used to be head of fintech at Digital Jersey, so albeit a different island, very similar to Digital Isle of Man. When Kurt launched the program a couple of years ago, I saw a massive opportunity for some of my clients, and I recommended several clients to come across, and several of them won. So Signatize was one.
Amazi last year.
Amazi won. And then I thought, you know what, I'm now in the private sector and I would like to come and have an opportunity. So completely anonymously, I reached out, filled in all the forms as you would, and then we got shortlisted and we've come here today, and our presentation really touched the hearts and the minds of the professionals here in the Isle of Man.
We've been really blessed with our mentor, so Ty Smith. Ed's been having weekly calls with him, been talking about the island, introductions, and ahead of time we've had the grace to really speak to about 12, 15 businesses, signed a strategic partnership with one of those, SQR. And so really got our foot in the door before the innovation final and really looking to accelerate beyond that point now.
So what happens next?
So we have a fantastic team of 30 people. We are launching our platform in 6 countries. We're going to scale sales on our AML KYC product, and we want to achieve 1,000 regulated financial service providers on our marketplace in the next 12 months.
Where can people find out more about this then?
Binder.com. So a binder holds corporate and financial documents. Originally, we started the business as a accountancy platform for SMEs and sole traders. The business very, very quickly transferred into being a KYC AML platform, and the term binder stayed. So the fact we secured the domain and we love the name, it stayed.
Wonderful. Well, huge congratulations to you on your award, and enjoy celebrating a little bit now.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Michael, COO of Big Bauer.
Hi, I'm Martin Kaprowski, CEO of Big Bauer. We are a AI-driven marketplace that takes people's ideas for products and transforms them into a fully designed product ready to be matched with a manufacturer.
We like to make it sound simple, and for the end user, it really is simple. They just log on to our platform, they type in their idea, as simple as it may be. They might just have an idea of a purpose or a thing that they want to solve, but no idea how to get there. And that's what Big Bauer does. It turns that idea into a real-life product, and then it intelligently matches them with a manufacturer. And the key is that it's got sustainability built in all the way through. So it's helping people, product creators, make those intelligent choices around eco-packaging, sustainable ingredients, and also manufacturers that are local to them to cut down on your air miles and your freight miles.
So tell me how this idea came about and how you two come to be working together.
Well, Martin and I are best friends for many, many years now and business partners, and we actually run our own white label and private label factory, as well as having our own brand that's available in the high street, a health and wellness brand called Body & Mind Botanicals. And it was in this journey of making products for other people, we would spend days, weeks, sometimes months, helping people turn their idea into a real product. But there's only so many people that the two of us can speak to. So what we've done is we've taken all of our knowledge, all of our experience, plumbed it into this AI system that we've built called Big Bauer, so that people have access to it wherever they are. And we've got customers now as far as Dubai manufacturing products, and we also have people here on the Isle of Man and all over the UK using this platform to make products.
So in very simple terms then, if I were somebody and I had a little bit of an idea, how would I go about using Big Bauer?
So you visit bigbauer.com, you log into our app, and then you simply put in the idea that you've had, chatting to our Bauer AI, and our AI will ask you key questions to thrash out the things that you haven't even thought about yet. It's like your technical expert in creating a product, and then you'll be able to answer those questions, and from that our Bauer AI will give you a full product specification and even give you a mock image of what that product that you've imagined actually looks like.
How did you hear about the Innovation Challenge?
So I heard of the Innovation Challenge from a good friend of mine, Chris Kizik, well known on the Isle of Man. He said, you guys really should put an entry into Innovation Challenge. And I'm really pleased that we did. We really didn't expect to win, but we're so happy that me and Michael have managed to get Big Bauer the Biosphere Award. Colin Mukta has been fantastic as our mentor. We've really enjoyed spending time with him. He's given us some fantastic insights for changing our website, but also the app and the communication that we're using. And it's helped us refine what we're doing through that Innovation Challenge process.
We've learned so much along the way, and the process has been fantastic. The help from Colin, the workshops, the seminars, all the way through this process, we've learned so much. And it's also open doors for us as well. So we're raising investment for Big Bauer at the moment. We've already got some of that investment committed. And just by being finalists, that opened doors to us. People are approaching us wanting to invest in this business. Now that we've secured this, the Biosphere Award, we think it's just going to unlock even more doors for us and help us raise that investment.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.